Hey, Nikki.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Nikki. Hello? Nikki, can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I've been hearing you.
Okay. Well, I couldn't hear you, so I had to readjust.
Right,
oh,
right.
Oh, man. Well, I've connected with 5 other people today.
Awesome.
We're getting the declaratory judgment template worked on. What else? My guy with the t-shirts is going to drop ship for everybody.
Okay.
So I got that going. As long as people buy the initial
15
set of
or whatever
t-shirts.
He'll
drop ship the rest.
Awesome.
So we can put them on websites and get them down to about $15, $20, $15,
$17. Well, I've got to go. Instead of going out of town tomorrow, we're going to we're waiting on my fiance's dad to pick us up to right now. So I'll do what I can on the show. But I don't know when he's going to get here. It should be any minute now. So
okay.
Did you ever talk to your two people?
Did they even try?
No, they didn't. They didn't call. One had to work late, and they wanted to call in just to. They are a single father, and they just want. They just know more about knowledge is more, you know, is power. So he wanted just to call in and see what it's about because he is a single father. He's gotten everything, you know, he's got his kids and he's doing half custody and they're doing the equal parenting apparently. So he's one of the few, but
who got stuck with child support? Anybody?
I don't know. He didn't tell me, but he wants to call into the show. As soon as he gets where he's getting off early, he will call in. Or if he gets, you know, where he's just driving or something, he says he's going to call in. So, and whenever he does,
yeah, because I'd like to know what happened with his equal parenting far as
right.
Because what you know
exactly he knows knowledge is power so they know about that so I'm sorry
yeah,
I
would
short
even
today
even have
not.
Him even have him text me or message me.
Okay, yeah, she will. I'm going to add him to the group, and his name is Todd Lynn.
Is what?
His name is Todd Lynn, and he's Jason's cousin, and he's my fiance's cousin. So, and I'm going to add him to the group. If I haven't already, I don't think I did, but I'm going to add. I'll add him in just a little while.
Yeah, but you got to tag him or something so I know who he is or.
Okay. Well, I'll give you some information.
Yeah, because you know what we've got 2,700 now.
And that jam are accepted me and Stephanie as well. I mean, they accepted you too today, right?
I'm the one that added you to. They want
okay,
a description
cool. Awesome.
Of,
thank you.
Of who you are, where you were tagged.
Yes, thank you.
You know,
thank you very much.
That's
cool because I like that we're getting you know in touch with other groups, especially this one looks like really positive. When I like the way it's done, it looks like it might be a real promising one.
Yeah, well, the only people I am connecting with now is people that are going to unite. If
right,
they're
going to
have these roles
where
you yeah, well, even if they're going to have these rules, well, you can't post another group, or, you know, you can't advertise another group, I'm going to stay away
from
them.
That's silly.
I'm not going
to... I agree with you completely on that issue, because what's the sense, if you're not going to unite... There's no sense in being with that group, because you can't. The numbers and more the better is how we're going to get something done. The more connections
right.
we
and,
make
and
with more of these groups.
These other
right.
groups are quote unquote worried about these new fathers or getting the wrong information.
Oh my God!
Like, you know,
just
these fucking
freak.
Fathers are these fucking. Well, not only that, I understand they're going through a hard time, but these fucking fathers are adults. If you got a baby them like a fucking 2-year-old, then no wonder they lost their god. You know, no wonder they lost their kids.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. That's why I'm hoping that we'll get to talk to when we're visiting. Maybe I'll get to. See his friend and talk to him face to face about the issue. Maybe I can get some sense into him then. If not, I'm gonna just, you know, leave it alone, because we can only do so much. You know,
yeah, Geraldo. Once he's got the information, that kid is going
he ran
after
with
it.
Yeah, he is, and that's what you want to see. I liked him. He's really cool.
I mean, you know, he
like
messaged
him.
Me
he's,
all the time, and
promising.
We're definitely dealing with his declaratory judgment and getting
uh-huh.
him straightened out, and hopefully we
uh-huh.
can use him as a profile for other cases.
Right. That'll be promising to be able to show that kind of stuff.
So, but yeah, I've got Jam on board. I talked to her this morning. She does the Blog Talk Radio, and she has her own show. And
I saw some advertising about a show.
Yeah, she's one of them. You know, well, she's like everybody else, a celebrity. Think she's a celebrity personality, you know, but she's all right.
right. Well, you know, whatever helps.
I can let her be a celebrity. That's all right.
Well, you know, if it helps their person, if it helps them, you know, if it helps her to get the word out, well, if you, you know, maybe she will be. You know.
Well,
you
I already
know,
did.
You know,
she's. Right now, she's trying to get a. She doesn't even have a computer. She's doing it on an iPhone. And on an iPad.
Let me tell you, she's good then, because I mean, I'm trying to get a friend has got a Galaxy phone, a pretty new Galaxy, but I have to get it switched over from either turn my phone over to Cricket or get it turned that one flashed over to AT&T. Because my phone has got some glitches going on in it. And even if I put the memory chip in it and stuff like that, it's not letting me paste. And it's not letting me cut and paste. I can't find my tray where everything's being put. So anytime I'm sharing Ronnie's stuff just onto my own personal Facebook. And that's as much as I'm being able to do. It won't let me cut and paste. I'll have to take pictures off of another phone to do any more than that. But I hadn't done that yet, but I've been sharing them.
Yeah,
at
I mean,
least somewhat.
I can't understand where it could be put in your shit. That just doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I put a memory chip in it, and still it's just not coming up. And then I downloaded a couple apps to try to help me. Well, one of the apps went. It almost did it. Then when it tried to do it, it said, "Oh, well, we'll charge you $2.45 per pasting, per time I paste." I'm like, $2.45 per pasting, and you can't follow Ronnie, but that would be like $20 a day.
Yeah, no. The problem is,
I downloaded that one.
You said you put a new memory card in it. Did you into your settings and change the save location?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you can go into your settings, and you should be able to where to even your apps where you can put your apps on the memory card instead of the phone.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know how your phone does, but I do know that like the Samsung gives you that option.
Right. Okay. Mine's the LG, so I'll check it out like that. And I've got the affidavit written out like you told me and everything and the date. So I'm gonna try to get a hold of the lawyer secretary tomorrow while I'm in that town and see if she can meet me so she can go ahead and notarize it there and put it on in his legal work there. So I remember that and doing that too. So.
Okay.
The visit to Dubai.
Yeah, that,
we're going to go see his son. So, but Randall, I'm sorry, but I gotta go.
All right, that's
fine. I'm sorry
fine.
To abandon you, but you have a good weekend, okay?
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Are you still at work or are you free? You must be in the big time. You have enough money to go to the grocery store and eat? LOL. up with them on there.
Oh. How many times do I have to tell you don't have to carry the box around? And how often have you been taking it? And you told me last week, oh yes, I'm taking it.
This week I just have crowd on.
So you are noticing a difference with it.
Yeah, even if I don't, I would still take them because of my fears.
Well, no, I mean, I want to know your answer. Do you feel a difference being on them or not on them?
I'm not the right person to ask because even on those ADHD pills, I would stop eating stuff, but I would still take those pills.
Well, you didn't have ADHD anyway. That was just their fucking... Put all kids on ADHD. You're a fucking boy. And they don't want to deal with boys nowadays.
There's one kid.
Now, yeah, but I mean... No. Well, that whole family's nuts.
And spoiled.
Well, she's making so much money off of his Social Security, it ain't even funny. Every one of them kids get paid. Well, I mean, you just happened to say until I started feeling bad. So I assume that you do feel something. And it's natural, Cameron, and it's not going to change your life, you know? It's a difference, that's all. Everybody wants instant gratification. That's why so many people are doing drugs now, medications nowadays. They don't want to take the effort to. But yet they want to live, you know? Hey, I want to live longer. But I don't want to do what's right to live longer.
I kind of wish my mom was a little more like you. Her mental identity. She tries to act the same as you. She's grown up. Then she'll go around and
in your brain, Exactly.
I think, yeah, that might be true, but you are using your mind as your mind. You're not controlling your mind. Basically, that technique I'm teaching right now, you can control what you
to a point. I mean, there's true depression when you go through something, you know, which is a good thing, and that's why that chemical is released, so that you can deal with the stress or the anxiety or, you know, losing somebody that you love. But there comes a point when you have to realize that person's gone. Right. And that is when their brain releases the chemicals, and it's just like a drug. It's just like being drug addicted. Their brain goes, I need that drug. You know, their body goes, I need that drug, I need that drug, I need that drug. And the brain goes, okay, body, you need that drug. The only way I can give you that drug is get there's your drug.
I have one friend who, I've actually had two friends. One friend.
You have called two friends?
I know, it's real surprising.
God, we haven't trained you been good enough yet.
One of them, I forgot what she did. She like my ear or something. And I, just for the fun, they had an amazing thing with you. She needs. And then all of a sudden, she, you know, called them a lot. Never, no one called her that. Everyone's actually really nice.
I'm hungry. So you want pizza or you want something else? And how come you're not going to Taekwondo tonight? They let you redo tests?
That's insane. I'll have to, like, beg them or something.
Well, no, you need to tell them right then and there, I'm sick.
I love my fishing.
What do you mean? Well, that's usually how it is, great pace, John. And that's how it's usually always been. That's how I got through school, because I never did homework.
One of my friends was like that.
But I make sure that I can pass the test. Yes, it's not a good role model, but that's what I did.
Have a lot.
And since you all, I only needed to pass by a 70%, and the test rate, you know, pretty much gave you that 70%. I was like, okay. And that, why do you think I know so much about the time management? And that if you do it right, you won't end up like me. I don't remember. It's usually at the end of a segment of whatever you were studying at the time. Every day you count on something that can ruin your grade. 41, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Alibi, you want to cheat?
I don't care.
What?
Joe T-shirt.
Oh. Well, I have Joe at work and all this other crap, so...